Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible.
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to the final season of Boom. This all began with a short Facebook post early in 2017, and now, here we are, 4 seasons in. This season would not have been possible without all those who donated to our crowdfunding campaign through iFundWomen and our wonderful Patreon members. Thank you so much for your support. If you'd like to see everyone who donated or are interested in joining our Patreon, please head over to boom.observerpictures.com. And you, listener, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I sincerely hope you enjoy this episode, as well as the entire season.
Observer Pictures presents Boom, a serial drama. Written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 32, Gravity.
Oh, I hate peas. I will never eat peas.
Is this why you don't eat fried rice?
Pretty much.
You know you can just pick them out.
Oh, that's too much work. Next question.
Celebrity crush.
Jared Padalecki.
Whoa, that was fast. Who is that?
What? Dean from Gilmore Girls.
Do I strike you as someone who watches Gilmore Girls?
Sam on Supernatural. Wait, you've never seen Supernatural?
No.
Oh my God, how am I even dating you?
I have no idea.
We're gonna have to watch Supernatural. You'd love it. Okay, what about you?
My crush? Betty White. What?
Be serious. I told you mine.
I am serious. Have you seen old pictures of her? I'm a sucker for dimples. Never mind that. She's, what, like, she's 90 and still hilarious.
You have to have another one.
Nope. She's it. Dimples and humor. That's all I need.
You are so weird.
I know. That's why you love me. It's just, you know, people, like, you know, people say that. I didn't really, I'm sorry.
It is why I love you.
Okay, you're committing now. You know that, right?
I know. Are you ready for a little commitment?
I think so. So we're saying it now?
We're saying it.
I love you too.
Damn it, Porter.
I've been texting you for 20 minutes. You've got to be at the hospital by now.
I'm not there yet. Please don't text again or call. I need you to... Please, let me focus on driving right now.
You know what? I'm coming. My car's here and...
Do you even hear me?
Yes, but I want to know if Allie's okay. I need her to be okay.
I know. So do I.
And I want to make sure you're okay, too. I love you.
When I find out anything, I'll text you, all right? Bye, Porter.
God! Fuck this.
Porter, I just saw the news.
Yeah, I'm leaving my apartment.
Just wait, I'm already on my way.
I'm not waiting. I'm going to the hospital to see about Allie. Myra is on her way, Dax isn't answering my texts, and I'm sure as hell not calling my family.
You do know you'll probably get arrested.
I'm sure of it.
And you're still going?
I'm hoping I'll get to the hospital before I get pulled over.
I'm not sure I'm getting paid enough for this.
Probably not.
I guess I'm meeting you at the station.
See you there.
He hasn't done anything.
So?
You don't need him.
I won't say anything, I promise.
Shut up!
He's my insurance policy. He's why you're gonna help me.
I won't help you.
That's funny. You've been trying to help me for months, and now you're gonna be the shitty friend?
I'm the shitty friend?
Come on, Dex. We know how this goes. You're gonna end up helping me anyway. It's in your nature or some shit. I need your car keys.
Why? What happened?
Give me your keys!
Tell me what happened, and I'll give you the keys.
What? You're fucking with me.
I'm not. Just tell me, and I'll go get the keys.
Dax, you can't be serious. Shut up, Ryan! You know what? I don't know why you're here. I don't need you anymore, obviously.
Luke! Look at me. Please. Just take a breath.
I don't want your psychological bullshit right now, Dax.
No bullshit. Just you talking to me. Ryan's not gonna say anything else. Right, Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's good, right?
No. Why the hell do you think I'm here? Nothing's good. Everything is fucked. Things got a little out of hand. They weren't supposed to get out of hand. I had it all planned. Every last fucking detail was planned. If she hadn't found that goddamn card, everything would be fine. It was all gonna be fine, but it's not now because I was stupid. How could I let her find that? How did I not know it was there? It was so stupid.
You're not stupid, Luke.
Stop trying to get in my head. Stop it!
I told you I'd give you the keys if you told me what happened. You want the keys? You talk to me. You said she found a card. Who found a card? Allie? Is she all right?
No.
Holy shit.
Ryan, what happened to Allie?
I didn't want him, man. I loved her. I mean, at first I didn't, but I really fell for her. I loved her so much.
Is Allie hurt?
I didn't want to.
I'm looking for Allison Moretti. She was brought in pretty recently.
She's just right down there, room C.
Thank you. Room C, room C, room C. Oh, God.
You're here. Are you all right? No, but I'm alive. No, don't. If you cry, I cry.
I'm sorry. Look at your head. What happened to your head? Don't answer that. You shouldn't be talking, I'm sure. I'm so relieved. And not that you're here, but that you're here. I didn't know what happened. Oh my God, if I had lost you, I would have lost myself.
Okay, now I am gonna cry.
I'm sorry. I am so, so sorry.
Not now. Just hold my hand, okay?
Please tell me if Allie's hurt.
What do you think? I wouldn't be here if she was fine. She's not fine. We were the same, you know, me and her. We were both in the shadows of supposedly better people. I thought she'd understand. I thought she'd be with me. She said she loved me. She kept saying it.
She loves you.
It's a fucking lie.
Luke, I don't need to lie. I'm not lying to you right now. Please tell me what happened to Allie. Is she at your house?
I left her in the basement. I said I was sorry.
And I'm sure you are. Did you... Luke, is Allie alive?
Maybe.
Oh shit, we have to...
Luke, no! I'm done talking! I told you what happened.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
I texted you and called again.
Yeah, I know. And I remember specifically telling you not to. I didn't answer for a reason, Porter.
I just wanted to know if Allie was okay. I just couldn't stay home.
She's relatively all right. They took her for an MRI.
What?
The doctor said it was just routine, to make sure everything's good.
What did Luke do to her?
He hurt her, Porter. He nearly killed her.
Look, I...
What are you doing? What are you actually doing?
I just wanted
to... What did you want?
I really...
Never mind. This isn't the time. This absolutely isn't the place. You need to go back home.
Myra,
Mr. Owens?
Yes.
You need to come with us.
Look, can I just have 1 minute?
No. If you like, we can cuff you. Or you can come peacefully.
Go, Porter.
I am sorry.
I know you are.
I need to check on Ryan.
You don't.
You knocked him out.
So, I told him to shut up. He didn't listen.
Is that what you did to Allie?
What? No, I would never... I'm not talking anymore. I need to go.
Then tell me if you killed Allie.
I don't know. I don't fucking know. I put my hands around her neck, and I squeezed. She was crying. I didn't want her to cry. Even when she fell on the floor, her face was still wet.
Was she breathing?
I didn't check.
Did you see?
I told you what happened. Now get the goddamn keys.
Okay. I'm going. I'm going. Shit. Where is it?
The keys are right here, man. Did you miss them?
Oh. I didn't even see them there.
Okay. You sure you weren't looking for something else? Maybe this?
I
just got a text from Porter. It was on the couch.
I was going to
call the police.
No,
you said you weren't going to lie to me.
Well, surprise. I was lying the whole time. And why the hell not? You've been lying to me for years. Do you think you have the monopoly on deception?
Shut up.
Or what? You're going to bang my head into the counter too?
Maybe.
You're not. Or you already would have. You're so damn selfish, and I know that. I mean, you've been this way since we were kids. You always do whatever the hell you want and expect everyone to fall in line. And when we were teenagers, it was cool. You always seemed so dauntless, so confident. But as we got older, you were just an asshole. I've been attempting to figure out why we keep placating you. All I can figure is because we loved you so much.
None of you gave two shits about me.
How can you even say that? You and Porter and Jen, you were the best people in my life. I loved all three of you like you were my family. That's why I'm struggling so much with all of this. Your history, it makes sense that you would get to this point. You've gone unchecked for nearly 20 years. Of course you've escalated. And now you're spiraling. But I couldn't see it. If I seen it, maybe Jen will still be here. I didn't pay enough attention.
You left.
I moved. I didn't leave.
It's the same thing, man.
Take the fucking keys and get out. My car is in the garage, third floor.
I'm taking your phone.
Get out.
Join us again in 2 weeks for another episode of Boom. This episode featured the voices of Garrett DeLosier as Porter Owens, Melinda Seawalk as Myra Hanover, Brian Irwin as Luke Sullivan, Avalon Heron as Dax Fletcher, Courtney Holly as Ali Moretti, Sarah Jane Nelson as Jordan Lissandro, Ryan Allen as Ryan, Jeff Goldman as Desk Nurse, Mark Decote as Officer 1, Ricardo Lugo as Officer 2, and me, Michael R., as the narrator. Season 4 was recorded at Pod Studio 1 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Producer, Amanda Lorraine. Production sound, Carl Huber. Sound design, Joshua Sui. Original score, Brian Irwin. Assistant director, Delilah Ferrer. Production assistant, Van Donnell. Social media guru, Ryan Allen. For more information on the show, where to find us on social media, and ways to donate to the show, please visit boom.observerpictures.com. Thank you for listening. And please, share this podcast with a friend.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new. Or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.